Matthew, the 21st chapter, reading verses 12 through 17, and then we'll read one verse out of Matthew 24. Matthew 21, verses 12 through 17, and Jesus went into the temple of God. Everybody say the temple of God. And cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And he said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer. But ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, have ye never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, Thou hast perfected praise? And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Chapter 24, verse 5. Let's read verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name. Everybody say, they shall come in his name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. I hope you don't mind me taking my time tonight. I will try not to waste time, but I don't want to rush through something as important as preaching the word of the Lord. I am so pleased at this beautiful congregation here tonight. This crowd thrills me to see this many on the last night. I'm excited about that. I want to preach to you tonight a subject entitled, What in God's Name is Going On? What in God's name is going on? Shake hands with somebody and ask them that question. You may be seated. I was driving the other day. It's been a few days ago, in fact, and this particular thought came to me as I was driving, and of course I'd been contemplating and praying and seeking the Lord on what I should preach here at this conference. And this thought came to me as I was driving down the highway, and I scratched it down, literally. You know, sometimes you as preachers will just pick up a paper sack, a Wendy's sack, or a McDonald's sack, or whatever, and if you're like me, you have to write things down, you know. But I wrote it down, and I laid this particular piece of scratch paper, whatever it was, and about the only person that can interpret my writing is my wife. I can't even read it after it gets cold. But she saw the words that I had written down. What in God's name is going on? She said, Steve, I can't believe, in other words, that you would even think of such a saying. Much less preach about it. You know, that's folks use that as cursing sometimes, you know. But she had never heard me curse, by the way. And you hadn't either. But the thought came to me, what in God's name is going on? I was sitting here on the platform. Brother Johnson was here the other night, and a couple of the preachers had already preached, and maybe one day's worth of preaching had gone on, and it looked like it wasn't going to be anything left to preach time Friday night came, and Brother Johnson looked at me and he said, What in God's name we going to preach? So that's what I want to preach about tonight. What in God's name is going on? While the apostolic church is preaching truth and upholding the name, there are others that do a lot of other things under the name of God or religion. That's right. There is a church full of what we call church world, denominalism or whatever. Now, I have no bones to pick with any of you tonight, but I will do like the writer said, I hate every false way. I don't hate the people that's in the false way, but I hate every false way. And there are a lot of people that go and work and do and perform under the name of God, if you please, under the name of religion. But at the same time, they won't take his name. Hallelujah. I maintain that the only thing that really separates us from the world today is the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we have our standards, and I believe them. And you better have them, and you better believe in them. And we talk in tongues, and we better talk in tongues. In fact, it's absolutely essential to talk in tongues to get the Holy Ghost. Come on, that's a pretty good place to say amen. Oh, yes, but a lot of folks out there talk in tongues. And there are folks out there that will even exceed our righteousness as far as standard sometimes is concerned. Oh, yeah, come on now. And there are a lot of folks that will claim to be religious and go under the name of God. But when it all boils down, they will not take the name of Jesus with them. Yes, Luke 21:17 said, we would be hated of all men for my name's sake. Hallelujah. I want you to know tonight, I am not at all ashamed of being a one God, Jesus name apostolic. Praise God, I don't have to hang my head in this and put my head in the sand because I am Jesus name. I have a godly pride that I have been baptized in the only name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the assemblies of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed to put his name on our organization. We're not ashamed to put his name on our church sign. Hallelujah. I don't have to slip up beside folks. I think we ought to let them know who we are and what we believe. I know we got to do it in the right way. Don't take me wrong. You know, you don't walk up to folks and say you're going to hell if you're not baptized in Jesus' name. But you got to tell them sometime. Praise God. I guess I got enough of my dad in me to want to preach some doctrine sometimes. And I'm not ashamed of that either. Hallelujah. If any man or an angel from heaven come to you preaching any other gospel than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. Thank God for this Jesus name message. Thank God for this Jesus name message. Woo! I think we ought to preach more about it. I think we ought to talk more about it. That's the thing that separates us from the world. That's where we get our sins remitted, is in the name of Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Professionals of all kinds do things contrary in opposition to their own profession. But they hide under the name of a professional. And as intelligent as you are, your thinking is running. I can think of incidences right now. Physicians will hide under the name of doctors and abuse patients and rob them of their virtues. Lawyers abuse clients and sell out and make them think they did all they could do And who is the client to argue with a lawyer? Psychiatrists will take advantage and cause people laying on the couch, if you please, to do things they wouldn't do normally. And take their minds and do a lot of things. Now, you can say I'm preaching against psychiatrists if you want. I don't care what you think about that. Hallelujah. I've got the mighty counselor. He's got the answer to all life's problems. Woo! I can find it all in the book of God, in the book of God, in the book of God. Hallelujah. Here a while back, somebody, a psychiatrist, I think, had taken a 17-year-old boy, and you probably read the story. I'm really not up on it to the fullest, but to give you a little bit of it, took this 17-year-old boy and become closely related in ways that a professional should not have done, and then broke the relationship, and the boy wound up in suicide. What are you preaching? What in God's name is going on? They do that under the name of physicians and lawyers and psychiatrists and a lot of other things, but there are those in this world that do a lot under the name of God that does not even relate to God. Oh, yes. It even went on in the days of Jesus. As I read here in Matthew 21, Jesus, the Bible said, went into the temple of God. It was his temple. The Lord of the temple went into the temple. Oh, I'm glad he came into this temple. We're not our own anymore. We're bought by the price. Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. This particular story tells us that he cast out all those that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the money changers and the seats of them that sold. This happened to be, I understand, the second cleansing that Jesus did in the temple. The first one in John 2. These two acts mark, respectively, the beginning, John 2, and the close of Christ's earthly ministry, denoting to us that he taught a distinct reverence for his house and for his name. Jeremiah said it like this in his prophecy of 7, chapter 7 and verse 11. Is this house which is called by, just name it anything you want to. Look at me like that. Do y'all understand, or shall I go on? Is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? The house of God, the temple of God, had been put to wrong use. And he went on to say, Jeremiah's prophesying and saying, behold, even I have seen it. Mark 11 and 11 says, he looked round about upon all things. God sees what goes on in his name. He's still looking in the temple to see what's going on in his name and in his house. He is still sensitive to what is attributed and comes from his name. The purpose of his name and house is of the highest design. the business that was supposed to go on in the temple was the business of prayer. It was not the business of buying and selling. Come on now, we'll get it back down to home after a while. The part of the temple that was profaned to secular use was the court of the Gentiles. The next court was reserved and undisturbed. It was used by the Jews. But Mark 11 and 17 said, "My house shall be called of all nations, not just Jews." Oh, hallelujah. "But of all nations, the house of prayer." Now they were selling all that was required for sacrifices. Animals for victims, meal, incense, salt, etc. They were selling this under the sanction, I understand, of the priest. Probably related to money. "Give me so much and I'll let you sell in this temple." "You're going to have power with me if you'll do what, you know." It's so easy for us to let a lot of things pass because we might get something out of it. I don't want to get too strong, but I want to say what I feel like saying tonight. These were greedy and irreligious traders making a gain of others' piety. They knew they needed the sacrifice materials. Animals, meal, incense, salt, etc. And so why don't we just set up at the house of God and do our business? Lawful things. Oh yes, it was all right to sell these things. Lawful things become sinful when ill-timed and ill-placed. It should have been the business of prayer. They had turned, if you please, from a ministry of the priest into a commercializing of the temple of God. At the time of the Protestant Reformation, the church practices were converted into profit, making enterprises. Two in Luther's protest were the sale of relics and the sale of indulgences, objects to be used by Christ, Mary, and the saints, according to them, possessed miraculous power to cure. Unrestrained and unreproved, these relic hawkers sold holy splinters of the cross and bones of the saints, if you please. You know, I'm satisfied if I had a splinter off the cross tonight, I could auction it off and get no telling. How much money? And they were taking relics and commercializing on them, and they were using the name of God to do what they wanted to do and to achieve their purpose. That's right. But I tell you what, one splinter of the cross cannot do you one bit of good as far as salvation can. But I can point you to a man that hung on the cross that can save your soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Commercialization of church and God, things have changed over a period of time. I'm just gonna take my liberty here tonight. You know, the world has commercialized on Easter. It ought to be a time that we're commemorating the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with rabbits and bunnies. But the world is making mints in the name of God. Right? Christmas, a time that we ought to be celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And the world is making millions under the name of religion or God. And what happened on Christmas? Come on now. On heathenistic Christmas trees and bells. And you say, are you preaching against Christmas trees? Take it like you want to take it. Santa Clauses and all kind of things that have nothing to do with the name of God. What a world we're living in. It used to be Thanksgiving. It used to be fasting and praying because God delivered us and brought us to a free land. But now it's feasting. Come on. And little is thought of by the way of Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, I'm fixing to get home now. I don't know how to say this, but I just got to say it. Under the name of God and religion, the world has been wooed and swooed and swayed by televangelists and radio evangelists. Preaching untruths. I'm not preaching against preaching on those things, but I am preaching against preaching untruths in the name of God. Come on. It used to be, you know, we would pray the prayer, Lord, bless this food for the nourishment of our bodies and our bodies for your service. Now we pray, God bless your service for our bodies. Hold on, I'll explain that after a while if you hadn't caught on yet. We now use God instead of God using us. Oh, I prayed for so-and-so and she got her healing. I prayed for her. Be on my name. Let me tell you something. God did the healing. Oh, yes. They call it a ministry. But make megabucks. And I don't think there's anything wrong from preachers being rich. I think they ought to be richer than anybody if they preach the truth. But if they don't preach the truth, I don't think they deserve it. Can I just wait on out a little bit? In the name of God, I have followed Brother from Arizona, Brother Wesson. I have followed gospel singing over a period of 20 and 30 years. I love Southern gospel singing. As far as I'm concerned, there's not any other kind. I don't expect you to agree with me, but I have watched professionals through the years, and it's a good thing I don't have a good voice. I'm afraid I'd be out there. Just by the grace of God, I am what I am. But I have watched this kind of thing, and I have watched it evolve from doing, if you please, the work of God to a ministry for self. Come on, you can't call this a ministry unless you preach the truth. You can't call your whatever you're doing, I don't care if it's religious, you can't call it in the name of God unless it's truth. You can't stand behind this podium and a set of four microphones and harmonize and call it a ministry and go out there and smoke and drink and cuss and run around. Come on. And you and me can't do it either. Hallelujah. God had wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Brought unto him handkerchiefs, cloths, and diseases and evil spirits went out from him. This is after he had preached the name of Jesus to the people at Ephesus. And then there were vagabond Jews that took upon them to call over those people that they wanted to pray for the name of God or the name of the Lord Jesus. Vagabond Jews. I wonder where that classes some people today. I'm glad I'm still at home. I'm glad I still believe you got to get baptized in Jesus' name to get the Holy Ghost. I'm glad I still believe you got to talk in tongues to get the Holy Ghost. I'm glad I still believe that you got to live right. I'm still glad I believe that women don't cut their hair and men cut their hair. Woo! Hey, don't look at me like that. I'm here to tell you, I think we've lost a lot in the past 15 or 20 years because we didn't preach some standards and some wholeness and some message. We can become vagabonds to this truth, vagabonds to this message. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. I could preach a lot of things that's controversial, but what I preach this far is no debating, no controversy to this message. Woo! I'm glad I'm not a vagabond Jew. I'm still at home in the house of God. I still believe, woo! I still preach the same message I preached 20 years ago. Hallelujah! Praise God. They took up on themselves, they thought the right to call over them the name of the Lord Jesus. And one, the seven sons of Sceva, did so. Now they're doing it. It's amazing how they can preach the name of Jesus and not baptize in it. It's amazing how they can call the name of Jesus on folks to get their healing and not baptizing. They did so. Men is coming in my name. And the evil spirit said, y'all know what he said. Help me say it. Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. But who are you? Come on, friend. I told you I love the sinner, but I hate the evil way. I hate every false way. Far as I'm concerned, who are they anyhow? Woo! They're not my brother. Don't call them my brother. If they don't have the same back name, that's what the black folks say, back name, last name, as I have, they're not my brother. If they don't have the same blood flowing through their veins, if they hadn't had the same breath breathed into them as thou have breathed into me, they're not my brother. Vagabond. Oh, don't get me wrong. Get me right. Who are you? And the evil spirit leaped on him. But the name of the Lord was magnified. Come on. Everything that comes to you saying, Lord, Lord. He said, many will say unto me, Lord, Lord. Have we not prophesied in thy name? Come on now. But he said, depart from me, ye workers, come on, of iniquity. You're doing this under my name, but you're doing it for your benefit. Depart from me, I never knew you. Woo! Come on. I'm here to tell you that we one God apostolic Jesus name folks are the only folks that have the pure rights of calling the name of Jesus on anybody. What in the name of God's going on? Oh, it's a ministry. That's what Eli's son said. At the gate of the tabernacle. Just because it happens at the tabernacle don't mean it's good always. It does not mean God sanctioned it. Woo! But I'm here to tell you again, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and heal their land. And my eyes shall be opened, and my ears attent to the prayer that is made in this place, a place of his name. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. I'm telling you, we cannot change this message of Jesus' name. Using their religious background to woo and sway those coming to the temple. There are a lot of folks that abuse the power of God's name. Just at this conference, somebody walked up to me and said, this high-powered preacher. I love preachers, just because I said that don't mean I don't like you. But this high-powered preacher told this girl that the Lord said that you were to be my bride, using the ultimate of credentials. God told me to tell you. She did marry him. He turned out to be a wreck. Tragic. And almost wrecked her totally. God, using God's name to get what he wanted. Let me use a personal illustration, can I? My wife, she won't kill me for this, but I can run faster than her. But there was a man one time, a boy one time or whatever. This is being back in the 1920s or sometime a long time ago. Said, God said that you were supposed to be my bride. She would have messed up big time, wouldn't she? That's a good place to say amen, too. But people use God to get what they want. Look at Jim Jones. 900 souls went into eternity under the name of God. We prophesied it, depart from me. Three types of people, it seems to me, when you consider religion. There are those that are not religious. They call themselves atheists. I said they call themselves that. I can't see how anybody can believe there's not a God. I mean, they're standing there, aren't they? The stars in the sky, isn't it? The moon's still hanging up there, isn't it? Got to be somebody made this. Then there are, of course, the saints, the apostolics. They're not saints unless they're apostolic. Then there's the hypocrites. Ooh, could I preach a while on that? You know, but the atheist is not what gives us so much problem and damage to our church and to the work of God. They will come out point blank and tell you they don't believe there's a God. But the hypocrite can mix a lot of truth with a little lie and damn the whole thing. Do us more damage than the atheist does. The scribes, the Pharisees, the hypocrites hung around the temple. And I'll tell you something else. There was more anger displayed by Jesus at the temple than there was anywhere else. Oh, yes. He displayed his anger at the temple because they were mixing the secular with the spiritual. He began his public teaching with 8 blessings in the Sermon on the Mount. And he ended his public teaching with 8 woes, if you please, to the scribes, the Pharisees, and the hypocrites. Fair I see. That was what they were. They were fair they saw. And the Sadducees were sad you see because they didn't believe in a resurrection. And he had problems with both kinds, scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees. He said, you shut up the kingdom. You won't go in and won't let others go in. You do things under the name of God, but you still won't let others go in. For pretense, you make long prayers. They knew how to do that. Yeah, they knew how to do that. They still know how to climb their prayer tires and say, God, if you know, tell the world if I don't get $4 million by the end of whatever, God's going to kill me. Come on. Compass sea and land to make proselytes. Proverbial expression for by any means do what they can to damn souls in the name of God. I have right here an article or an ad that says confronting the new age, a growing religious movement. It comes in the name of God. It comes in the name of religion. It's New World Order situation. Come on, I hope I don't bore you tonight, but I just feel like going on. We're going to get positive after a while, all right, by the help of the Lord. You know what the world wants to do is have one world government, lock us all in one step, one religion, one race, intermingle in marriages. Come on, lose our identity, and they want to have one sex. Look at what kind of clothes the women wear. Look at what they do to their hair. Look what the men do to their hair. Oh, yes. This big ad said the world has had enough of human injustice war. The Christ is now here. This $500,000 ad that was printed several months ago. We will recognize this Christ by his extraordinary spiritual potency, the universality of his viewpoints, and his love for all humanity. He comes not to judge, but to aid and inspire. But the Bible said Satan will try to deceive the very elect of God. He will call fire down from heaven. And if we don't believe this message like we ought to believe it, there's going to be some of us that's following those signs and wonders. Come on. There's a lot of people that can do a lot of things under the name of God, but they're not under the name of God. Oh, false preachers, false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. For Satan himself has transformed himself into an angel of light, fire down from heaven. Are we going to follow that, or are we still going to stick to this one God message? Build the tombs of the prophets. That was the age of beautiful buildings and gorgeous tombs, but their motives were not pure. They were not influenced by their respect for the prophets. They wanted a gain for themselves. They devour widows' houses with flattery and fraud, and they do that today. Touch the radio and you'll be all right. And while you're touching the radio with your left hand, sign the check with a right hand and send me $1,000. In the name of God. Woe, he said, woe, woe, curse. God still hates hypocrisy. Come on, I'm fixing to get positive here in a little bit. Oh, but I'm afraid that there have been those that's come among us, grievous wolves. There have been in our ranks and across our fellowships around, there are those that would slide into our music department or slide into our youth department. Come on. So they could only persuade the young folks to follow them behind back dark doors somewhere. They do this in the name of God to get what they want carnally. If there's ever a time we ought to know them that labor among us, it's this day and this hour. This homosexual world is filthy and corrupt, and it would like to infiltrate our pure teenagers. Woo! Come on. Don't tell me this is not the place to preach it. Where in God's heaven can we preach it if we can't preach it here? Hallelujah. It's time we examine our motives for what we're doing. If we're a pastor, what are we pastoring for? Do we want a good bank account? Do we want a good retirement? I think that's all right, but I don't think that ought to be our motive. Why? What in God's name are we doing? Why are we evangelists? Why are we teachers? Why are we working in the church? Why are we music directors? Why are we crusaders? Whatever. My God, why? Because we want to lift up the name of Jesus. Let's get the whip out. Come on. Let's get the whip out and drive out all secular reasons for doing what we're doing and cleanse our temples. I'm moving right along. I don't have but about two more pages to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. More or less. At the beginning of the Christian dispensation, the Jewish anti-Messiah was driven out. At the end, the Gentile Antichrist will be cast out. And not until the anti-Christian secularism is purged out of the temple will the glory of the Lord shine again in the temple of God. Somehow we need to cleanse ourselves and say, yes, Lord, I want to do this for you. I don't want to do this for me. I want to do it for you. I'm in your work and I'm in your kingdom. I think that's the reason we're here tonight. We want to do something for God. We want to do something for God. When he brought out the cords, when he got angry enough, he whipped the enemy out of the temple. And then what happened? Then what happened? The blind and the lame. Come on. The blind and the lame came to him and was healed. When men cease doing their business in the temple, Jesus will do the Father's business. Not my kingdom come, but thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we have the only true rights to the miracles. We're the choice one of the mother. We're the only folks that's really promised revival. If my people, I told you a while ago, if my people, which are called by my name, will turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. God, I think it's time we hear from heaven. I don't want you to hear from me. I want you to hear from heaven. Israel strayed, but he spared them for what? His name's sake. I think God blesses us sometimes, not because of, but in spite of our strayings. He still loves us because we are his namesake. What in God's name is going on? They may be doing a lot of things. They may be abusing the power and the authority of the name of Jesus and hiding under religion and hiding under his name, hiding under scripture or whatever. But I still believe whatsoever ye do in word or deed, Colossians 3:17, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise God. I tell you what, we are doing some things in the name of God. And we have a perfect right to do some things in the name of God. I got a letter here a while back from Chile. Some of you got it. It said 300 new souls received the Holy Ghost. And the stadium where we have the services was full of saints of God praising the Lord. 9,000 people praising God. Ask the assemblies, what are we doing in the name of God? We're seeing 300 people get the Holy Ghost in three nights. Hey, there are some good things that's going on in the name of God. Just because the world does what they do in the name of religion is not going to stop us from preaching his name. Taiwan. Here's a letter from Taiwan. Y'all got this too. Apostolic Youth Corps went to Taiwan. During this time, we passed out nearly 40,000 tracts in the name of God. There are still some right things going on in the name of God. We got new churches opening up in the name of God. 17 home mission churches. What's this happening? It's happening in the name of God. Hallelujah. Radio ministry. Yeah, we can talk about them, but we're preaching the truth. We're reaching several countries already. Letters are coming in because we're doing this in the name of God. We're not preaching a false doctrine. We're preaching a message that will save them. It's the only name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. I have a fax right here from Chile. Not Chile, Nigeria. It came this week to this conference to Brother Smith. Dear Brother Smith, they wrote a lot of things, but I want to give you something I like. I'm talking about things that's happening in the name of God. We sometimes wonder where our missionaries' dollars are going. It's going for God's name. It's not going for people, it's going for God's name. We shouldn't bicker and argue about a dollar here and a dollar there. We might ought to give more. The work here is steadily growing. Listen now, since January, we have witnessed over, I don't know if that's 500 or 600. Let's say 500 just to be conservative. 500 baptized in the name of Jesus. What in God's name is going on? Right here's proof. Hey, look, 300 plus have gotten the Holy Ghost since the first of the year. My God, let the world do what they want to. There's still something happening right. It's happening right in the name of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm just glad I'm part of this Jesus name truth. Hallelujah. Let the world do what they want to. There's some good things that's happening in the name of God. They told us the other night, 6,000 people gathered in Cincinnati. Oneness Apostolic Churches. And they baptized 50 in the name of God. Hallelujah. And about 100, I think, got the Holy Ghost talking in tongues. It's happening in the name of God. Brother Johnson, you said you baptized 18 Mongolians when? 3 years ago? No. Last Tuesday night. It's still happening right now. In the name of God. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged about what's going on. In the last days, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. There might be a falling away of whatever you want to say. I believe we're going to fall out of here one of these days. I believe we're going to rapture out of here one of these days. And the only folks that's going to get raptured is those people of the name. Said thousands are getting Bible study courses of this Jesus name message from other coming out of Nigeria into other countries round about them. What's happening? It's happening in the name of God. Hallelujah. Would somebody give me a dime? Would somebody give me a nickel? Would somebody give me just something? Please, sir, I've been crippled 40 years, and I need something. You know where he was sitting? Huh? That's the kind of folks that'll help you, is those that go to the temple. Oh, he probably heard about Jesus running them folks out of the temple one day. He probably heard about those other folks, those blind and lame getting healed. Amen. So he thinks that's the best place for me to sit. Hey, Mom. Hey, Pop. Hey, Brother. Hey, Sister. Would you please pick me up and get me to the temple? And he sits there trying to get some attention. And Peter and John went up to what? The temple. At what? The hour of, prayer. I better hush. I'm liable to get in trouble. Come on. They went up the hour of prayer. Look on us. Hey, buddy. Silver and gold have I none. That fits a lot of us, but that don't fit all of us. But such as I have, rise up and walk. And in the name of Jesus, he lifted him up and he began to leap and walk and praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hey, these folks were wondered and amazed. They were all, these folks, hey, that's a powerful guy over there. I mean, you know, let's go to his crusade. Let's go to his. I tell you what, I believe it'd be all right if we just missed our Wednesday night service and go over there to that crusade. I mean, after all, they're getting bad. You know, they're getting healing over there. We ain't had no healing in our church. Oh, man, this guy, you know, he's something. Boy, he can prophesy. He can, you know, he can call. You know, oh Lord. I mean, he can even call folks by name, you know. I mean, ooh. Don't get me wrong. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. But I don't believe men ought to get the glory. I mean, some folks think that all the gifts of the Spirit of is tongues and interpretation and calling out folks. That's all they think when you talk of the gifts of the Spirit. They don't know anything about the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. Some of y'all like me better. Some of y'all like me worse, maybe. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Ooh, hey, this great guy. Hang on. Give me 15 more minutes. Can I have 15 more? The door's locked. You didn't know that. You can't get out nohow. No. Hey, what you looking on us for? You know, it's not by our power or our holiness. But I tell you what it's by. It's by this precious name of Jesus that this man stands here whole, leaping and praising God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I just don't believe it happens nowadays. That's the reason it don't happen, because you don't believe it. Sit on the front row. That's right. And say amen. You might enjoy this better. I can't enjoy somebody else's banana pudding. I got to get in it myself. Brother Tubbs walked in here the other night. Some of y'all saw him. He said he'd been in bed 4 weeks. But they picked him up and brought him to the temple. He'd had back trouble for 4 weeks. I don't care if it's 4 weeks or 40 years, God can still do it. And he is standing right along here. And we're praying for him. And the Lord was moving. I somehow winched my way back, and a lot of people were praying for Brother Tubbs, and we just prayed for him in the name of God. These guys just calling on Jesus in the name of Jesus. You know what? Just a few hours later, I saw him running up. That's a pretty big bunch of steps out there, in case y'all don't know it. Y'all that's afraid of the escalator, take the steps. There's a pretty good bunch of steps in it. Man, I mean, I saw him running. You know how he does. I wish I was here. I wish he is here so I could make fun of him some more. Oh, but he was leaping and running and praising God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible said, in my name shall they cast out devils. Oh, in my name, friend, we have access to the greatest name ever known to man, the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, let's agree tonight. If two of you agree on earth touching anything, ask it. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. He's here right now. What do you need him to do? In the name of God, what do you need him to do? Do you need a miracle tonight? There's three of us here, and we can agree, and God will heal you. God will help you. God will touch you. God will save you from your problems. Shall we stand? Why don't you let it happen in God's name tonight? J.D. Sumner one time, I don't know if you know him or not, he's known as the lowest bass singer in the world outside of me. Not really, but he's known as the lowest bass singer in the world. He needed a bus, and he had traveled with Elvis Presley, Brother Rodney. And Elvis knew that he was needing a bus. And Elvis had millions, you know. King of rock, or whatever, rock and roll. And he got J.D. Sumner in the room with him. Said, J.D., I understand you need a bus. J.D. said, yes, sir. I need a bus. And so Elvis just simply had someone to go out and get a check and bring it in. And Elvis just signed the check, Elvis Presley, and said, here, J.D., fill it out. J.D. said, I can't do that, Elvis. He said, you can write, can't you? Come on, friend. We can speak tonight the name of Jesus. We don't smite the rock anymore. Come on. All we have to do is speak to it now. Say to these mountains, in the name of God, what's your problem tonight? What's your distress tonight? Is it a financial thing? Is it a marital situation? Is there problems in your church? Come on, friend. We do a lot of things to try to solve our problems. But if we'll take the name of God, he'll take care of them all. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mordecai, you and Esther just write it. In the king's name. And what's written in the king's name, no man can reverse. Hallelujah. Why don't you just write it in the king's name tonight? Hey, he owns more than Elvis Presley ever owned. Come on. He owns more than Elvis Presley ever owned. All we have to do is speak it in the name. Hey, there's some things that's still going on in the name of God. Somebody wants something from God tonight. They're already coming, huh? Come on. Do you want something from God in the name of God? Let it happen tonight. Let it happen tonight. Let it happen tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise
God. People of the name.
Woo!
We are not ashamed.
In the name of God, let it happen.
Through the power of the blood.